This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Do I actually inspire you? I mean, if I told you that I did something, would you guys do it? You know, like, remember I had a cup of brownies for breakfast the other day? Does that make you guys go and eat a cup of brownies for breakfast? Remember I bought a thicker pair of Spanx to try to, you know, squeeze my butt into? I don't really see you guys listening to me as a journalist and running out and doing the same thing. Well, apparently, the Associated Press has had to give us journalists some guidelines on how to report a celebrity suicide because they think what we report is going to turn around and make you guys go out and do it. As you know, this has been a very, very busy month, unfortunately, for celebrity suicides. Kate Spade, designer, celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain. Media organizations, when they covered the suicide, have sparked a discussion whether more can be done to prevent copycat killings. Now, several outlets publicized the suicide prevention hotline. Operators say the hotline has received the largest volume of calls in its history following the celebrity death. So I would say that's a good thing. I would say having, you know, making people aware, promoting awareness, giving people options, that's a good thing. However, the Associated Press sent guidelines to its staff this week about how suicides should be reported, including new instructions on addressing suicide notes. The Poynter Institute, I guess a journalism think tank, also publicized advice to news leaders. So I guess some of the guidelines being discussed would contradict a journalist's natural instinct to report what they see or hear. And some younger reporters at a major national news organization urged that the suicide hotline be publicized, following last week's death. And an editor said it wasn't their job because we're not social workers. Well, I think publishing the hotline is a proper thing to do. John Danzwiski, vice president and editor-at-large for the standards at the Associated Press, said our responsibility is to keep people informed, but in a way that doesn't lead others to consider suicide. Now, his message included a reminder to staff members that back in 2015, an entry in AP's influential style book said not to be too specific about the methods of suicide, and it was reported that Spade and Bourdain died by hanging themselves. But in both cases, they say the service went too far in some versions of the stories by describing the implement used in the deaths, whether it was a belt, what, you know, how it was done. They claim that there was an increase in the number of people who died by suicide using the same method as Robin Williams did before he died. So they believe that news organizations could be making mistakes. People inexperienced in such stories could be journalistically educating people incorrectly. So anybody in journalism, okay, wants to give the facts. And me as a journalist, I get very frustrated that I only get half the story of things. And then I could only give you half the story. Like we just talked about in the previous hour, 1 in 5 Americans fall, quote unquote, victim to medical errors. I'm like, somebody tell us what those gosh darn medical errors are. Because if this is a half-assed study, I need to tell you it's a half-assed study. I get very frustrated as a journalist not having the full story. So if I was to report a suicide, especially somebody that is very high profile, that we might have just covered in the news a day or two before, and I say this person committed suicide, next story, that's going to leave a lot of people wondering, well, did he take a gun? Did he commit suicide in front of kids? Did he commit suicide by a suicide bomb? Did he, was it in a car with carbon monoxide? You know, how, what happened? And when you don't tell people what happened, they're going to try and look for it. And lack of education makes people more nervous than saying, this is what happened. This is how he was found. I don't particularly think knowing that somebody used a belt or a tie or some ripped up sheets will necessarily make you go out and kill yourself. If you are thinking of suicide, somebody bringing up an accessory or a instrument or whatever is not going to make you go, you know what, I think I'm going to kill myself that way. If you're already thinking suicide, this is something that really frustrates a lot of us in medicine. It happened to me. I was the last person to talk to somebody who had committed suicide. I'm pretty sure I was the last one they talked to because the roommate wasn't home and the roommate didn't find him for days. And so he had talked to me on the phone about, we were talking about a VCR. And so I go back going, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have talked about the VCR. I shouldn't have talked about this. No, if he was going to commit suicide, it wasn't my conversation. We were just talking about a VCR because I had to take Melrose Place and we were going to be sharing an apartment. My conversation isn't what did it. But I do understand that people do need privacy. And going into detail if somebody was naked, let's say, or if somebody wet themselves during the process, that stuff doesn't have to be reported on. And so I get how we don't have to go into that much detail. But being too general and vague, I think makes people very, very nervous. Extremely nervous. And as a journalist, if there is a news story and something that you need to raise awareness of and you need to educate people on, then I think you need to give enough, you have to be responsible enough to give enough of the story. I just don't think you have to go into every single minute detail, and I don't think you have to post a suicide note. I don't think that has to be out there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let's go to some of your questions. Alan writes, I only get to see assistants these days. With the exception of my cardiologist, the only, quote, doctors, unquote, I see our doctor assistants. Where are the doctors? What do I need to do to get a doctor? Kind of goes into something that happened, and I don't want to go into too much detail because this is where I want to. This is what I want to talk about. Yes, I get to manipulate the emails. Thank you, because I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Now he had a doctor visit, and he just felt like the assistant didn't address what he needed to have addressed. I'm torn. Because I've only had great experiences as a medical provider having physician assistants. I hired physician assistants pretty early on in my career and loved them. I only had one bad one. But I had more bad doctors, locum tenens and stuff come through than a bad physician assistant. So with the exception of the one who I ended that relationship right away. and I had overseen everything they had done, I had great experiences. And one of the reasons why is physician assistants, they have an ungodly amount of training. They do. They do have a lot of training. In fact, some of their curriculum may even be harder than medical school because it's more accelerated. But physician assistants are trained to really work side by side with the medical provider. Nurse practitioners are excellent also. They have more autonomy. Some people like that, some people don't. But what I really liked about with the physician assistants is they were like, well, you know, Dr. Wax, what do you usually like to do for all your diabetics? And I'm like, I like this. You know, every time I see this, I think of this. Somebody's burping a lot, always think about heart attack. Somebody has a lot of hiccups, always think heart attack. Make sure that's not going on before you move forward. Somebody says they got bit by a bug, 9 times out of 10, that's early shingles. Make sure it's not shingles. And then don't forget to give them tetanus, that kind of thing. And so I had a captive audience in terms of being able to tell them, these are the things I look for. Now, I was also very hands-on with my physician assistant. I looked at every single chart. They always had access to me. I was usually in the office. And so luckily they got to practice the way I did. And we never had a bad patient case. Never had a lawsuit. It worked out wonderfully. As a medical provider, as a patient, I should say, going in as a patient, I've had just as many bad experiences with a physician assistant or nurse practitioner as I had with doctors. So I don't see a difference from a personal standpoint. I don't. And I have no problem seeing a physician assistant as my primary. I love that. That's fine. Fine by me. What I am picking up on is some half-assedness across all, right, denominations of medical providers. If I don't think they're practicing the way I do, I think it's half-assed. But that's just a personal preference. So if here's Alan going, all I see are physician assistants these days, I don't see that as a problem. Because the average physician assistant is damn good. They're also, a lot of times, only as good as the doctor that's supervising them. So one thing that I'm hearing is people will prefer the physician assistant or the nurse practitioner because the doctor doesn't even touch you. The doctor comes in. Now, I'm not saying this happens all the time, okay? I examine my patients, but still. Doctor comes in, spends less time, and patients are like, but I think he's going to miss something. So there's even an argument that a physician assistant may actually pick up more than what a medical provider would or a physician would. So the answer, the long answer to a short question is it really depends on who your physician assistant is and who your doctor is. If you have a half-assed doctor, they're going to make mistakes. If you have a half-assed physician assistant, they're going to make mistakes. So here's Alan. He only gets to see physician assistants. That's not, to me, a big issue. He wants to know where are the doctors, and what do I need to do to get a doctor? I wouldn't mind him going to see a quote-unquote doctor for primary care if it convinces him that he's getting good care with the physician assistants. So go ahead, get a second opinion. Go ahead. I think that's a good idea. Again, I'm being very objective here. Many people are concerned that who they're seeing is not adequate. And by the way, we don't have to be, you know, politically correct. Some people feel that way about a woman doctor or a man doctor. There's a lot of women who tell me, you know what, the doctor's male. Maybe I need to see a female doctor. He'll understand more. I tell them that's probably not the case. I love having male doctors, but if you want to get a second opinion, try things out with a female physician, go ahead. And I've heard some people say that the female physicians are more empathetic. I've heard some say they're less. I've noticed, a variety of empathy ranges depending on gender. So I couldn't say one type is more empathetic than another. And I also hear the other flip side going, you know what, I'm always seeing a woman doctor. And yeah, they'll say that. You know, do you have a doctor who's a man? I'm not chauvinistic or anything. It's just, I just think a man may be easier to talk to because, you know, I got low T. And I'm like, I got you. You know, if you want somebody that, you know, possibly experiencing what you're experiencing, that's fine. I can introduce you to a male doctor. That's fine. So, biases towards who your medical provider is natural. I had one patient who came in going, man, I'm glad I found you because I cannot see another Jewish doctor. I'm like, but I'm Jewish. That was the last time. I mean, I was nice to her, and, you know, you could see her embarrassed. And I'm like, look, that's okay. Let's go. It's all right. But this person didn't want Jewish doctors. It's going to happen. People are going to be, you know, biased. That's fine. And so I recommend for those who think they want a female or they want a male or they want a non-Jew or they want physician assistant or they want a medical doctor or a doctor of osteopathy, go ahead, try it. Get a second, you know, go ahead and expand your education. Keep in mind, one doctor be not what the whole medical profession, you know, is comprised of. I mean, one doctor visit is not going to, you know, be or exemplify the whole field. But if that's what puts you at ease and relieves some doubts that you have, that's fine. So now, where are the doctors? That's a whole other question, which is why I pulled this part out of the email. Where are the doctors? How come the majority of you are seeing physician assistants and not doctors? Where are they? They're there. Maybe some of them are working less. Maybe some of them have moved. Maybe some of them are not a part of the big medical corporations that are, what's the word for it when you're connected to an insurance company? Enrolled with your insurance company? Or credentialed with? Maybe a lot of the doctors have left to do VIP or concierge. A lot of the people I went to school with, that's what they do. They don't work for big, huge corporations. They do concierge medicine. And if you don't do concierge medicine because you don't want to pay the extra money per year, and I get that, you may not see them. And if you're going to these big, huge medical facilities, they hire physician assistants. That's probably why you're seeing more and more physician assistants. If you want to see a doctor, what do you need to do to see a doctor? Well, one is if that's what you think your issue is, that you're not seeing an MD or a DO, then what you can do is pay for it. Do concierge, MD VIP, some of these other boutique sort of medical entities that allow you to pay extra to see the doctor. As a patient, I would be livid that I have to, on top of what I paid with insurance, pay extra. But that's how we're going. Medicine is moving towards being more socialized. Whatever you're paying is high, and you get a basic type of plan. And if you want something different, if you want an MRI or you want something different, you're going to have to come out of pocket. That's the way medicine is going. So you could do that. Or if you're seeing a PA, you could ask that medical establishment, you know, if you could be put in with the doctor. You may have a 6-month wait, but it is possible. But I do understand your frustration. But I wouldn't worry. I love physician assistants. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked if he agrees with the law that says if an illegal family crosses the border, the children and parents are separated.
No, I'm not. This is because of a court ruling. And so this, I do think, ought to be addressed. We believe it should be addressed in immigration legislation. What's happening at the border and the separation of parents and their children is because of a court ruling. That's why I think legislation is necessary.
With a weekly look at how many Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This week's report from the Labor Department says 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 4,000 fewer than the week before, 7,000 below what analysts had predicted. The biggest jumps in initial claims were in Tennessee, Illinois, Ohio, and Arkansas. Sharpest declines were seen in Michigan, California, New Jersey, and New York.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so warning, there's going to be some adult content in this next segment. One of the medical headlines, actually it's been a pretty big medical headline over the past couple days, and this is something that I need to talk to you guys about, is a strange wound was found in a man's mouth. And dentists have concluded that it was from performing too much oral sex. And we don't talk a lot about wounds in the mouth or lesions in the mouth. And I think we need to, because I get sick and tired of hearing people have mouth cancer or throat cancer or Kaposi sarcoma or something. And we don't get a lot of training in that. And dentists are very underappreciated in the medical field. I love them. I don't know if I'd call them God brothers or dentists, where I basically have adopted them all as brothers, and they're all in the dental field, and they are phenomenal. And I can't tell you how many times I have co-managed patients because of their expertise and their knowledge of the mouth and face. So in this particular case, a 47-year-old went to the dentist because he had a filling in his tooth that was cracked. So while the dentists examine, you know, the mouth, they don't just look at the tooth. They will examine. They'll check for cancer. They'll feel some mandibular glands, some mental glands, feel the neck, check the throat, check under the tongue. And they found a lesion, a circular-shaped lesion on his soft palate, which is the roof of the mouth. Now, the man was from Mexico, and he was unaware of the lesion because it didn't hurt him. But he had this lesion. And a painless lesion, to me, is cancer until proven otherwise. Well, it turns out they don't believe it was cancer, luckily for him. Although I would really be watching and being cautious, because now that we know that, a lot of men can get throat cancer from oral sex. Well, this man was from Mexico, and the dentists were confused by what this lesion was. So they took a full history, as we should, and he had told the dentist that he had a history of marijuana use and cocaine use and was sexually active with men. And the last time he had performed oral sex on somebody was 3 days before his appointment. So the dentist concluded that this lesion that they called erythematous was caused by the act of oral sex. And they said the contact of the palate with the penile glands might have caused a hematoma due to blunt trauma and dilation of the blood vessels because of the negative pressure created. And I won't go into too much detail, but they very medically explained it. So they believe that in this case, it causes lesion. Now, does this mean it's going to get cancer? No, no, no. The lesion went away. It was gone. A hematoma, I think, would be a little bit more apparent, but I believe they biopsied it. And this isn't the first time we've heard this happening. Apparently, there was a study of 132 sex workers in Peru, and they noted that 17 of the participants suffered lesions in the mouth due to oral sex. And it's something that isn't discussed. Now, why would I be discussing it with you all if it doesn't mean cancer? Well, a few things. Many of you, if you do have a lesion in the mouth, a good medical provider or dentist is going to want a biopsy. And if you're reluctant to give a full history, you might not convey to them that there might have been some activity in the mouth that caused that. And so if you were to be more forthcoming with your history, then the medical provider or the dentist could say, okay, well, then let's do this. If this is a hematoma or some blood vessels that ruptured due to trauma, why don't you lay low for a week and let's see if it goes away? Cancer will not go away, but a hematoma will. Now, many of you get very, very mad that doctors are jumped too quick to biopsy. Doctors will jump to do a biopsy, whether it's on your skin, whether it's while you're doing a colonoscopy, whether you're whatever. And the reason why we do that, it's not to make money. Trust me, we don't make money on biopsies. I think the max I would make on a punch biopsy was $60, and the time it took prevented me from seeing somebody else, and I would make more. So it's not a money thing. The reason why many of us would go right to biopsy is if you didn't come back, we could still be responsible. So in the olden days, we'd say, you know what, watch and wait. Come back to me if it's still there. Now, if you don't come back and you tell your plaintiff attorney, right, because it turns out to be something wrong, well, I tried and the staff was rude to me, or the staff hung up on me, or the staff wouldn't give me an appointment. They said the next available appointment was 3-4 weeks. Now, all of a sudden, the medical provider is responsible. So many medical providers go, look, I have you here now. Since there's a 9 times out of 10 chance you're not coming back, why don't I do the biopsy now? Now, if it's something we think that is benign, we aren't going to do that. But if it's something that we haven't seen before, and you don't know why you have it, and you aren't forthcoming with your history, you're going to get a biopsy. So that's why I'm suggesting that if you do perform in oral sex, and somebody does notice a lesion in your mouth, or examine your mouth yourself, please convey that. And also keep in mind that if you do perform oral sex, you may be at risk for HPV-related cancer, and you should be getting your mouth checked by both a dentist and a medical provider. But people don't like to bring that up. Yeah, I told you guys I had to go to an oral surgeon because I have real bad TMJ, temporomandibular joint syndrome. and, you know, on the medical history. And I went to my, you know, brother buddy. And on his medical history, he had all the past medical issues, allergies, medicines. He had sexual history on there. There's like a couple little lines at the bottom of the page, very tiny. And so I went back up to the front desk and he's standing there and go, I need like at least three more pieces of paper. Okay. You didn't give me enough room for the sexual history. And I expected him to say it's not important. No, he gave me the pieces of paper because it is important. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I didn't need the extra pieces of paper, but still. Sexual history is important, and you guys need to be forthcoming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Polio is reemerging in Venezuela nearly 30 years after eradication. They say a child has been diagnosed with polio. That's a viral disease that we had eradicated since the late 80s, according to the Pan American Health Organization. And the Western Hemisphere, I believe, has been certified polio-free since 1994. But, unfortunately, a child had acute flaccid paralysis. And acute flaccid paralysis is a sudden onset of weakness or the loss of the ability to move a part of your body. And this was in a child who was under 15 years old. And their initial results are showing polio. They're waiting for the final, of course. But this acute onset paralysis is a sign of polio. I don't know if you guys ever watched Boardwalk Empire or some of these old these shows that go back to the 20s, but way before they had vaccines for polio. That was a parent's biggest fear. Kid would go to bed at night going, night, mommy, night, daddy, say the prayers. You kiss them goodnight. The next morning they'd be screaming because it couldn't move. Polio was devastating. So, Venezuela has an estimated population of 31.3 million. And poliomyelitis, which is known as polio, is a highly infectious viral disease. It affects the brain, spinal cord, and this paralysis could be permanent. It could even kill you. And it usually affects young kids. Now, when I was in training in the 90s, an old man, great-grandpa, I think, acquired polio. Because it was changing his American great-grandbaby's diaper. And we used to give the polio vaccine orally. It was very tasty. We'd give the kid an oral polio vaccine. Well, the problem is it's a live attenuated, so it's a weakened version. And this man picked up polio because of that, because he hadn't been vaccinated because he was older. So we had to switch to the injectable vaccine. But what's concerned about this is if vaccine is still widespread, why would we start to see it emerge? So we'll keep you guys posted on that, because that's pretty concerning. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is a no-flippin'-duh sort of study. They say there's a decent chance your kitchen towels are hiding bacteria linked to food poisoning and other infections. Duh. I mean, duh. You wipe the table, you wipe your mouth, you wipe the counter. I hope they didn't spend a lot of money on this study. So some are urging caution, right, before you throw these towels in the trash. And the finding is based on the University of Mauritius. They looked at 100 kitchen towels used unwashed for 1 month, and roughly half of which were found to have bacterial growth. Typically, towels associated with children, larger families, multiple users, higher humidity, and diets containing meat, 37% of E. coli. Now, E. coli is the poo-poo bacteria. Now, I'm not saying somebody's putting poo-poo on your kitchen towel, but E. coli, we carry it on our phone, we carry it on our hands. Not the best bacteria to have when you're cooking some food. And Enterococcus is also another bacteria. Enterococcus. Caca, no, it's not, caucus isn't for caca. Caucus is just a type of round bacteria. Enterococcus can also affect the GI system, urine system, urinary system, cause sepsis, a variety of stuff. And 14% had Staph aureus. Staph aureus can also produce toxins and some pretty bad stuff. So, we worry about foodborne illnesses like Salmonella, E. coli. Look at, now we're dealing with a outbreak of Salmonella with melons, and we just had that E. coli outbreak with romaine lettuce. And so, for those of you guys that have these kitchen towels and you wipe your mouth, you wipe your nose, you wipe your butt, whatever you do with them, just throw them out. Or clean them more often. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Medicare is now taking aim at boomerang hospitalizations of nursing home patients. This is being reported by Kaiser Health News. And here's a quick story that they report on. Sandra Snipes said she heard nursing home aides yell as she fell to the floor. And what she heard them say was, oh my God, we dropped her. She landed on the right side where her hip had recently been replaced. So nursing home aides dropped her, she said. She cried out in pain. A hospital clinician later discovered that her hip dislocated. And that was not the only injury. She was 61 years old at the time, suffered at Richmond Pines Healthcare and Rehab Center in Hamlet, North Carolina. Nurses allegedly had been injecting her twice a day with a potent blood thinner, despite written instructions to stop. So she kept getting the blood thinner. I don't know if it was Lovenox or what, I don't know. She said, I just feel so tired. The nurses were saying she's depressed and wasn't doing her exercises. I said, no, something else is wrong. Then her children discovered that her surgical wound had become infected with insects. And insects infested it. 11 days after she arrived at the nursing home to heal from her hip surgery, she ended up back in the hospital, hence boomerang. So the family's filed a lawsuit against the nursing home. Richmond Pines has declined to discuss the case. And the home did agree in 2017 to pay the family $1.4 million to settle the lawsuit. Now, even though Snipes' case was extreme, they say return trips from nursing homes to hospitals are far from unusual. They claim, according to this site, hospitals are pushing patients out the door earlier, nursing homes are deluged with increasingly frail patients, and many homes, right, with their kind of skeleton crew, may not be able to handle post-hospital complications. Or they may create new problems by not heeding or receiving accurate hospital physician instructions. Like when a medicine needs to be DC'd, then that, there better be red flags all over that chart going, stop the medicine. They say 1 in 5 Medicare patients sent from the hospital to a nursing home boomerang back within 30 days. Often for potentially preventable conditions like dehydration, infections, and medication errors. Such rehospitalizations occur 27% more frequently than for the Medicare population at large. Now, according to Kaiser Health News, they say nursing homes have been unintentionally rewarded by decades of colliding government payment policies. They give both hospitals and nursing homes financial incentives for the transfers. They say so the most vulnerable patients are ping-ponged between instructions or institutions. So the government has tried to tackle the problem. In 2013, Medicare began fining hospitals. Remember that? Oh, I was ticked off. For high readmission rates. In an attempt to curtail premature discharges and to encourage hospitals to refer patients to nursing homes with good track records. Now, this October, the government's going to give nursing homes bonuses or penalties based on their Medicare rehospitalization rates. The goal is to accelerate early signs of progress. This way, they can avoid readmissions. So here's the thing. We cannot put money, I hate hearing us incentivize or penalize when it comes to somebody becoming sick or ill, because nature is a lot of times more in charge than we think. So somebody having a hip replacement could be at higher risk for getting a pneumonia or a bed sore or an infection.
Professor William Jacobson of the Cornell Law.
Of nursing homes or hospitals being pitted against a patient for their financial well-being, where they'll get punished if a patient has a bad outcome. So, like, back in 2013, when Medicare's like, well, this is what we'll do. We'll penalize the hospital if somebody comes back. Well, what did I notice? Well, if a patient was readmitted, Medicare was going to penalize or not pay for that readmission. So I get a call from one of our family friends that their father was in the emergency room for days. I'm like, well, why isn't there a bed? Why aren't they putting him in the hospital? Why is he sitting in an ER? I mean, you know, there are little beds there, but it's not a hospital room. It's a noisy ER. So I called the hospital, and they're like, no, we have beds. We have plenty of staff. Well, it's because if we keep you in the ER, it's not technically an admission. So, you see, this is what happens when you start to monetize an outcome of a patient. And the patient had COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Well, anybody with COPD, especially severe, they're going to boomerang back. It's going to be a revolving door in the hospital, because as weather changes or as, you know, infection ensues or, you know, COPD is nothing you recover from very quickly. So I'm a little nervous about nursing homes, and will they try to deal with something themselves that they can't? Will they be too reluctant to send a patient back to a hospital if the patient needs to, because they don't want to get penalized or they want to get the bonus? I don't know. Now, this is a horrible case, you know, for Ms. Snipes, you know, based on that one nursing home. And that doesn't happen with all nursing homes. But if nursing homes are not up to par, they need to be inspected and they need to be shut down if they fail inspection. End of story. If a nursing home is allowing a wound to be infested with insects, that nursing home needs to close down yesterday. I mean, just immediately. Not this, well, what we're going to do is we're going to bonus them if it doesn't happen, or we're going to penalize them if it does. Close the sucker down. This is ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.